I love this, was what over the weekend?
Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza.
How was it?
It wasn't as disgusting as I imagined it to be.
You are 33 years old and you have not had a Pizza Hut stuffed crust pizza?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
And I actually worked at a Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo for a while.
Which those are genius and awesome at every truck stop and every place you can go, like when you're driving a long way. And you never had your own pizza? Well, they don't really sell the stuffed crust pizza at the combo, do they? Because usually it's like personal pan pizzas and a drink and a breadstick or whatever.
It's the basic menu. It's more of a Taco Bell with a little Pizza Hut. Right. And I used to make those. Oh my gosh, wicked.
Yeah.
Side note.
Like, okay.
I used to take burrito making as a challenge.
It's a craft.
Yes.
I think you like it.
Because I'm sure you've had a Chipotle burrito. They're really big.
Yeah.
They're very heavy. And I go
bowl more often than burrito, but yes.
Right. But so when I worked at this Taco Bell Pizza Hut combo, I took great joy in getting as much into that burrito as possible and being able to close it. And every single person was so delighted when I would be the artist who shaped their burrito. And then one guy came through the drive-thru and complained.
That his burrito was too full?
Too big. And he called the manager and he said, she's stealing from your company.
What?
She's overstuffing your burritos.
This guy worked for Taco Bell corporate.
I don't know, man. But the good part about it is, like, my manager wanted to bang me.
Well,
so it was just like, it was fine.
Jeez.
Like, he laughed and was like, stop.
It's like when you go to Subway and you get that really good sandwich artist, and then you go to Subway the next time and you get the kid who doesn't care and he gives you like a little bit of lettuce or one tomato.
Yeah.
It's cut really bad. You get less cheese than you're supposed to. So you had your first stuffed crust pizza of your life.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I had imagined. I was willing to try. I'm always willing to try something new. See, that's the thing. Like, in general,
the 30-year-old style of pizza is now brand new to you.
In general, when it comes to food, I like to eat stuff that make me feel good. You know, like clean-ish stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or things that I've never tried before.
Okay.
That's interesting to me. But it's like I've been on enough road trips that I've had enough French fries from the chain fast food restaurant that I don't ever have to have them again. Because I've had them so many times when that's all there is. So it's like, you know. I've never had the stuffed crust pizza before. So I was like, I'll try that. And I had two slices. Like, I actually liked it. Like,
wow.
If I didn't like it, I would have had like two bites.
Right.
And I'd be like,
I'm good. I'll just have a breadstick. I'll have a breadstick and a Diet Coke. It's fine. And a Monster. Sorry. And a Monster, not a Diet Coke. What am I talking about? Which got us to talking. And if you want to jump in, what is a normal? And I look at stuffed crust pizza as a normal food. Like, I think most people have had stuffed crust pizza in their life. Colby, our intern, you've had stuffed crust pizza in your life?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
She knows.
But is there something that you haven't had? Because Wicket is appalled that I've never, up until that recently, had stuffed crust pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What's a normal food or drink or experience?
Or experience, yeah, that you've just never done.
For me, it would have to be sushi.
20 years old, never had sushi.
I could eat sushi every day because for me, that's like, that's almost like going to the theater as opposed to the movies. It's different depending on who is creating it. So it's kind of an experience.
By the time I was 20, I had not had sushi. I didn't have sushi till I was like 33.
Well, I've lived
about
in
33.
Iowa.
Yeah, I was not.
Yeah. Like, I don't know where they're getting this fish. If it's out of Sailorville, I'm not having it. Like,
I've never had oatmeal.
What?
I've never had oatmeal.
Why are you giving me so much grief for stuffed crust pizza and you've never had oatmeal?
I've never had oatmeal in my life.
That's so basic.
I know. I'm a basic bee, so, you know, that's right up my alley.
I know. They have it at Target, Wicket.
I go to Target a lot. So for me, it's oatmeal. For intern Colby, it's sushi. You just crossed stuffed crust pizza off your list, so you are really opening doors in your life.
Now I'm trying to think of something else that I haven't had.
Well,
I don't have my ears pierced. Everyone else seems to have their ears pierced.
I mean, for, you know, not to get weird, but that is weird for a woman at your age not to have their ears pierced. Right. Ever, ever.
If by the time you have graduated high school and you don't have your ears pierced,
yeah,
it kind of becomes a thing. Like, and it kind of started being fun to be like, no extra holes. Like, you know, so now it's like, now I don't want to do it.
So do you just have a whole array of clip-ons?
I have, no, I mean,
you just not wear earrings?
I don't really wear earrings. I have a couple, like, little microphone clip-on earrings okay. that someone gave me as a gift.
Okay. But, well. You know. 244-1033, if you want to jump in early on here on a Monday. A normal food, drink, or experience the most have tried that you haven't. Heather crushed stuffed crust pizza over the weekend. It's on Facebook. Just put it up on Facebook. We'll put it up on Twitter as well, at Laser1033.
The Laser. 244-1033.
All right. Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3, talking about food, drinks, experiences that most people have tried, but you haven't. Wicket, you had it up on Facebook.
Yeah, you just tried stuffed crust pizza for the first time over the weekend. Yeah. I have never had oatmeal in my life. Angie says, I've never been sledding or been to a water park. I have also never been sledding. In my life. And I grew up in the Midwest. I've never been sledding.
We got to make a list.
Yeah, I know,
how do we
right?
not have a bucket list with basic B items on it for you, Wicket?
Somebody said they've never been flying. One of our listeners, Dan, has never been on a plane. Hmm. And he looks to be, based on his Facebook profile picture, somewhere in his 40s.
Yeah.
So that's, he says, I'm afraid of heights and terrified to fly. So what is something that everybody has, not because everybody has asked, like, everybody loves, but you hate. No, what's something you've never tried that's normal, like stuffed crust pizza, mm-hmm. oatmeal, or sledding?
Right. Laser, what's your name?
Kyle.
Do you have a food, drink, or experience that everyone else seems to have tried, but you haven't yet?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go with that. Not everyone has tried it because it's very subjective, but I was at Tea Fresh a couple weeks back, and the duck eggs that they have sitting on the counter by the register when you go check out, and those aren't eggs. Those are half-hatched, like, ducks. It's called balut. I bought two of them, and I did it for my friends on Snapchat and Facebook. I recorded myself cracking one open after cooking it and eating it. It wasn't that bad.
I don't know what this is. I had to Google it. It's a fertilized duck embryo. No. I don't know if everyone tried that?
No, but I'm surprised you haven't, Wicket, with all of your baby making, because it's an aphrodisiac. So there's
that. I apparently don't need balloons.
It wasn't that bad. It's super, like, visually off-putting.
Right.
And it was weird, but I ate it, and it wasn't half bad.
Have you ever had a haggis? Because that's like the other standard kind of gross food item that you'd see on, like, Fear Factor.
Oh, a haggis? Yeah. Haggis? I don't think I've ever had that yet, no.
Isn't right. it like the lining of a pig's stomach or something like that?
Yeah.
I've had menudo. Yes, I've had haggis because I've ate menudo. I've eaten the soup before.
You are fun, Kyle. You sound like an adventurous eater, the kind of person that, like, I could hang out with.
Well, stop threatening me and put your money where your mouth is.
Boom, Heather.
I didn't realize I was threatening.
Yep. Take that, Heather. Stop threatening our listeners, Heather.
Oh, let's be friends. She's so dangerous! Laser, what's something that you've never tried but most people have?
Chinese food.
You've never had Chinese food?
No, I have not. I am actually 50 years old and I've never ate it. I just can't get by the look.
That is so crazy to me, Wicket.
I mean, if you would have seen the look on Heather's face when that guy just called in and said, I've never had Chinese food, you would have thought, like, Heather lost 5 years of her life just based on that. Like, a horror. Because I know how much you like Chinese food.
Any Asian food. And when Colby said she hadn't had sushi before, it's like, okay, I get that. That's, you have to kind of go out of your way for
right.
sushi.
There's Chinese food everywhere. Some places are better than others, depends how you like it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, sir. Yeah. But sushi, you got to do it right. You know, you have to go find the right place. But to not have Chinese food, I mean, that's just so surprising to me.
Yeah.
Over on Facebook, Cameron said he's never gotten a tattoo. I think that makes three of us. You don't have one. I don't have one. Cameron doesn't have one. Tony has never tried sushi on our Facebook page. So there's another person who's never tried sushi.
Oatmeal?
Oatmeal and sledding for me.
Sledding.
Yeah.
This sounds like a good day. I wonder if there's a random holiday, like try something new day.
Oh, there has to
Intern
be.
Intern Colby.
Find that.
We'll get on that.
Man, you know how many things I could cross off?
I'm saddened and appalled and don't know how to handle this.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
We're asking you about... Because out of nowhere, Heather said that she had stuffed crust pizza for the very first time in her life over the weekend. And, I mean, she's 30-something years old, and having stuffed crust for the first time seems like, what in the world are you talking about? So we asked, what's a normal food, drink, or experience most have tried, you haven't? I thought you were going to lose it earlier when Bob called in. Bob called in 2 hours ago and said he's never had Chinese food. And you about fell out of your chair.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, that... Nothing's going to top that. Well, Heather's not going to be blown away by anything more than I've never had Chinese food.
I thought the reason why that was so mind-blowing for me is because many places that I have lived, and I've lived obviously elsewhere
a lot of places in the country.
There's always a 24-hour Chinese restaurant, and there's not other things that are 24 hours besides fast food. So if you want quote-unquote real food, like go into a restaurant, sit down, eat real food.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been a 24-hour Chinese restaurant. So, of course, to me, that's like part of life.
But Bob had never had it. And I was like, wow, Heather's never going to get more shocked than that.
And then...
Until 10 minutes ago.
You know who you are, Matthew. Matthew from Ripley. I've never been to a Starbucks.
Full disclosure, no one drinks more coffee... than Heather. Like, I don't know how you... I have to stop drinking coffee at some point for a number of reasons.
Oh my
but
God.
You inter... Like, right now, I look, and there's the coffee you got from QT, and there are two monsters. Like, you consume more caffeine than anyone I have ever met. And when you read me this DM while we were just playing Knocking on Heaven's Door,
I
was like, Heather... And she went on a rant. I've never been into Starbucks. Well, I said,
I couldn't believe it.
Not everybody drinks coffee.
Well, it's like, what are you doing on a road trip? Starbucks has the cleanest bathrooms. It's the perfect place to stop. They're on all the exit ramps. Like, you know that you can get a really nice bistro sandwich. You can get your coffee. You can get a coffee to go. You can get espresso beans to keep you up when you run out of the coffee if you don't want to stop to use the bathroom because you're driving across the country. I'm like, how do you not go to Starbucks? I understand that maybe you don't want to support the bigger chains. You want to support local, because I do that too. I'm not just Starbucks
right.
specific.
Smoky Row is like your go-to joint.
I go to Smoky Row a lot. Horizon Line right over here. I'll get like a 4-pack of the little jars. The little jars, like, they're cute and they're hipstery, but you need 4 of them to equal like a normal serving.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
and then a second one came in saying the exact same thing.
Well, it's even worse. What? Diane. I'm 65, never had a cup of coffee.
Heather said, I feel bad for these people.
I feel so sad for Diane. I mean, it's like, what kind of an... How much more could you be getting done, Diane? Like, if you were fully caffeinated. It's like, if you had that turbo boost in your car, if you were like, zoom, zoom, Diane. Like, man.
Do you feel like you have an addiction and we need to talk about this?
No.
Your addiction to caffeine.
I don't have an addiction.
That's the first thing an addicted person says. That's the exact verbiage they use in AA. I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
But you can't have it. That's like saying you have an addiction to breathing. Like, if something is good for you, coffee is very good for you.
No, it's not. No!
Especially if you drink a lot of it. There's a lot of... My blood pressure is so good, Wicket. They go in and they're like, wow, this is so low. Meanwhile, it's like, it is so low, and I have had 65 servings of caffeine today. I'm asleep when I'm not drinking coffee. Like, I'm comatose if I don't do something about it.
How much caffeine is in that monster?
I don't know.
There's a thing on the back. I mean, I know it says it.
Where does it say it, Wicket?
I know you're shaking so much from the caffeine.
I'm not
you can't
shaking
read
at all.
The can.
I'm not shaking at all.
Because a soda or a pop has like 85 grams of milligrams of caffeine. Coffee has something along those lines. I know that the Bang energy drink, have you had that one?
No, but...
That energy drink, I had once during a morning show.
Okay.
And I was feeling it that afternoon. Like, oh my God. Somebody would tell me they drank two of those. Here, hand me the.
It's full, so don't spill it, Wicket.
Give me one of the 9 other ones you buy every morning. Okay, yes.
That's open.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it. I'll have to look it up online.
It's hard to find. I don't see it immediately. Here, I'll look. Yeah, we'll look it up. But
there's 140 milligrams per can.
Okay.
Coffee has about 85 or 90.
Okay, so
you're like 2 cups of coffee, a little less.
Okay, cool. So I drink a minimum of 4 of those a day.
Oh,
and then...
my God. You have 4 giant monsters a day? What? How are you not blasting off into space? God.
Yeah, and then probably, I don't know, 3 pots worth of coffee.
I know. I see you with coffee all the time.
Yeah.
My Lord. When do you sleep? Do you sleep at all?
Yeah.
Is it called a crash?
Between 2.5 and 4 hours a day.
Okay, I would recommend a little less coffee and a little more sleep. I'm not the beacon of good health.
Am I not fun, though, Wicket?
You're very fun. I just worry about your long term. If you're sleeping 4 hours a day, if your ratio of caffeinated drinks to hours of sleep is 8 to 1, mm-hmm. we've got a real issue here.
So Cody just DM'd in. He's like, try Death Wish coffee. I have. It's delicious, but it's like $20 for
Death Wish coffee.
It's expensive.
If anything you're trying to sell me's name is Death Wish, I'm not having that.
It's delicious, though.
Death Wish.
I have tried it, Cody. Thank you for the suggestion. I'm with you.
I'll have like 3 cups during the morning show, and then by 9:30, I'm about done. I can't have any more caffeine. I might have a soda in the afternoon to get me to the end of the day, but you and your coffee.
I like uppers, Wicket. What can I say?
Stop at caffeine. Don't go any further than that, all right?
So talking about things that you haven't tried...
Diane, you got her going.
Diane, man.
No,
like,
Starbucks.
At least with Matthew, it was like, I haven't been to Starbucks. It's like, okay, well, maybe you go to Caribou. Caribou's great. I go to Caribou every single day, sometimes twice a day. They have the points. It's fun. I get free drinks all the time.
Well, when you buy 11 drinks in 2 days, you should get a free cup of coffee. You should. Conversation continues on our Facebook page. It's also up on Twitter at Laser1033.
The Laser 244-1033.